Our founder was an outstanding teacher and leader. In his memory, we established the Jacobus Ten Broeck Award to honor members of the Federation who have been and are outstanding leaders of the blind. This award need not be given every year, but only as often as there is someone who merits very special national recognition. It has been presented 24 times to individuals from 15 states. Last year, the Sneaky Committee chose to honor me with this award, and I was and am both humbled and proud. This year, the committee consisted of Joyce Scanlon, Jim Omvig, and me. After careful consideration, we selected one among us you all know and love, one who deserves to be singled out for recognition and honor. This individual first joined the National Federation of the Blind in the 1970s and moved very quickly into a leadership role. He learned about the Federation during high school and joined a new chapter during his freshman year of college. He was elected president of that chapter, and 2 years later, when he transferred to Central Missouri State University, he organized another new chapter and served as its president in Warrensburg. Yes, I am talking about Gary Wunder. Gary was elected first vice president of the NFB of Missouri in 1977 and president in 1979. He has been re-elected president every 2 years since that time, except for one term when he did not run. In 1985, he was elected to the NFB Board of Directors and continued to serve in that position until 2002, when he was elected secretary of the NFB. And at this convention, he was elected to his fourth term as secretary. This is an admirable record, but it only scratches the surface of the leadership Gary Wunder has given in the Federation. He graduated from Central Missouri State University with a degree in electronics and technology. Then he was the first blind student enrolled in a course of computer programming at the Extension Division of the University of Missouri. He was hired in 1978 by the pathology department of the University Hospital as a computer programmer. 30 years later, he has received many promotions and continues to be employed by the university hospitals and clinic, now as a senior analyst in the information services department. His knowledge of computers and technology has impacted the lives of countless blind people who have pursued careers working in various capacities with computers. I'm sure we have no idea how many. Gary Wunder has helped craft new approaches as this field has changed so very rapidly during the last 30 years. He has written many articles and presented testimony on numerous occasions. As an example, Gary addressed the hearing of the Subcommittee on the Constitution, a committee on the judiciary of the U.S. House of Representatives regarding the capabilities of America, the capabilities of the Americans with Disabilities Act to private internet sites. I think that's the way it goes. Considerable experience and understanding is required for a person to be able to do this, but the National Federation of the Blind depends on Gary Wunder as one of very few who can lead the way for the blind to have access to employment and information in the 21st century. But Gary's leadership is not limited to computers and technology. He works with families of blind people with insight and caring. He served on and chaired, he served on and chaired the Missouri Rehab Council for as long as the rules permitted him to do so. He has served on the NFB Scholarship Committee for more than two decades and on the NFB Resolutions Committee for as long. He was appointed by President Maurer as the very first chairman of the Dr. Jacob Blotin Award Committee, and wasn't that a wonderful series of presentations he made this afternoon? Probably everyone here has read his articles on many different aspects of blindness in the Braille Monitor. If you look in this convention agenda, you will notice that Gary Wunder chairs the website group and the Promotions, Evaluation, and Advancement of Technology Committee, and he chaired the Nominating Committee. That's a lot of work at one convention, but it is typical of Gary that he simply proceeded to do it calmly and with excellence. So, Gary Wunder, for what you are and who you are, the National Federation of the Blind has chosen to honor you in 2008 with our respect and our love and our congratulations. I'm going to give you this plaque. Where are you, Gary?
Right here.
You probably don't want all the bubble wrap. Here's your plaque. Oh. Who's it at the bottom? Yeah, that's right side up. You can hold it up. All right. And the plaque reads, Jacobus Tenbroek Award, National Federation of the Blind, presented to Gary Wunder for your dedication, sacrifice, and commitment on behalf of the blind of the nation. Your contribution is measured not in steps, but in miles, not by individual experiences, but by your impact on the lives of the blind of the nation. Whenever we have asked, you have answered. We call you our colleague with respect. We call you our friend with love. July 4, 2008.
Okay, I get to make lots of presentations, and sometimes I'm a little nervous and sometimes I'm a little scared, but I'm almost never choked up, but I am now. I sort of supposed that if the Federation ever gave me an award, it would be given posthumously, in which case I could sort of look down, hopefully down, enjoy the ceremony, but not be expected to say or very much. Well, the National Federation of the Blind has meant a great deal to me in my life. It has expanded what I thought I could do as a blind person. It has given me tremendous purpose beyond what I would have if my job were only being a programmer analyst. And it's given me a kind of love that I would never have expected. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. I love all of you, and I appreciate more than I can tell you what you've given me this evening.